Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3, The Weeknd, and Save Your Tears. It's Morning Conversation. We want to know, what was the moment? What was the moment that you realized things were really changing because of COVID-19? You can Facebook.
We have a post on Facebook. You can go and comment there. Tell us, what was the moment when you realized, like it or not, things were changing and it was out of our control because of COVID-19?
We've got a photo up there. Each of us wearing our Team Kentucky shirts we made last year. And for a while, every Tuesday, we wore those shirts.
Yeah. And then I stopped for some reason.
I think
you've carried it on.
COVID fatigue. I think a lot of people, it was COVID fatigue. You just got tired of wearing it because it was a reminder. Although it was a positive shirt, it was a reminder of the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I wore mine today, even though it's Friday, not Team Tuesday, in honor of it being basically 1 year today that things started changing here at work.
Yeah.
And this being the day that we decided to have this morning conversation. Let's go to the phones. Brian and Tricia, good morning.
Morning. So last year, I was 39 weeks pregnant.
Oh.
I was due the 20th of March with my first child. And when they started telling me at my 39-week checkup, you will have one assigned visitor. That is the same visitor to be there the entire time. You cannot have your sister, a photographer. You know, you can't do this or can't be any outside food. That's when it kind of came real to me.
Wow. Yeah. When you had all these plans in your mind probably of how this was going to work out and then comes to a screeching halt, but you still had to have the baby.
Yes. And everything's good.
Wow.
Well, that's at least good news.
Yes.
Everything turned out okay.
Yes. And it turned out fine. I wish some things were different, but it was a good time for my husband, myself, and the baby to bond.
And what's your name?
Timmy and Michelle.
Well, thank you for calling.
All right. Thanks.
Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3. What was your moment? What was the moment you realized this thing they've been talking about for several months that started in China, that this virus, this COVID-19, this is happening here now. This is affecting my life.
What moment do you remember thinking this is real and right, wrong, or indifferent, no matter how you felt about it, it was going to impact your life? What was that moment, that thing that you realized things were changing because of COVID-19?
Basically, this week is when everything started hitting the fan in the state of Kentucky and in the United States. 1 year ago today, they canceled the SEC tournament, and then all the other tournaments started falling behind it. Ultimately, the NCAA got canceled, and, well, the world just started shutting down.
Yes. Well, I think also another one for me is when Hardin County Schools went NTI.
Yeah, they were supposed to be off Friday the 13th anyway.
Yes, but they were going to start NTI on Monday. And let's not lose sight of the fact that they've never done NTI before. And so to be able to coordinate that with the administrators and the teachers and the families and the students, what a task that must have been. I have no idea how difficult that would have been.
Looking back, I'm not sure they know how they did it.
But it worked.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were some growing pains with it, but they made it work. And so then, you know, we're thinking, okay, 2 weeks. 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
And then it was 2 weeks.
And then it just kept going. And kept going. So
after the third, it's going to be 2 weeks. I looked at my wife and I said, these kids are not going back to school this year. She said, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, everybody, it hit them at a different point. And that's why we want to know what it was for you. When did you decide, oh, wow, this is a thing now. I have to deal with this. Again, take the politics out of it. Take your emotions out of it. Whether you think it's real or not, it affected you.
Yes.
It absolutely affected you.
Yes.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hi, Brian and Tricia. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I wanted to tell you when I noticed the change of what has been occurring over the past year. That's being able to drive down the highway with no traffic.
Wow, that's a really good one. I do recall the first time I went to get groceries after everything had gone into actual lockdown, it was like, this is like that Will Smith movie, I Am Legend. There's just nobody around here.
Something like that. And being I'm essential personnel, I've been working since the whole thing started, and I haven't had a day off yet.
Wow. Who is this?
My name's Mark.
Mark, thank you for what you do, whatever it is you do, and we appreciate you.
Hey, have a great day, y'all.
Thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
It's
Dua Lipa levitating. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. And our morning conversation today, what was the moment that you knew that no matter how you felt about it, no matter what you thought, last year changed because of COVID-19? What was that moment for you? Let's go to the phones.
Hi, Brian and Trisha. Good morning.
I wanted to let you know when it became real for me.
Yeah, share with us.
Okay, so for me, it was the mask. When the government started requiring wearing masks everywhere, like when I had to wear them at work and they started taking temperatures and asking all the questions, I'm an essential worker too. So I never got time off. And going into stores, you had to start wearing masks. And that's when it became real for me.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
And you know, it's not like we all had masks. Where did you get your first ones from?
Work provided them for me, and then I had a friend that was making them for people, and so I got some from my friend.
I think that
so
was a
I
lot
could
of
get creative and colorful, and at least enjoy wearing one.
Yes.
As much as I hated them.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Because I have a hearing problem, so it's the masks have really been difficult for me because I almost have to be able to read your lips and understand what you're saying. Otherwise, it becomes muffled to me. So these masks have made it very difficult for me. It's been a nightmare.
Have you figured out any tricks on how to work around that?
No. I have to focus 100% on what someone is saying. I have to actually, you know, I can't just be flippantly listening anymore or kind of watching their mouth. I have to hone in on every word they're saying to understand. And sometimes still I have to have them repeat themselves.
Wow.
Because it's not connecting with my hearing right. So I've hated it. These masks have been a nightmare for me.
I bet. What's your name?
Helena.
Well, thanks for calling and sharing your story with us.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a good
day. Bye.
Bye. Quixie 98.3.